Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School in La Mirada, and we're glad you've joined us here at Solid Ground. And Pastor Brian Parrish starts this week off in Joshua chapter 5, verses 9 through 12, in a verse-by-verse study, which he entitles, Reproach is Removed. So let's turn to Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada.
Please turn in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 5. Now, as we're working our way through this book, we find ourselves here in chapter 5, and today we'll be looking at verses 9 through 12 of a message that I've entitled, Reproaches Removed. Reproaches Removed. And what I mean by that is that the past shame of our sin and failure, God is able to remove by His grace and mercy, and that is good news. And it's also found that God removes our reproach from verse 9. So let's read these verses together, if you'd please follow along in your Bibles as I read this section. So then the Lord said to Joshua, This day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore the name of the place is called Gilgal to this day. Now the children of Israel camped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at twilight on the plains of Jericho. And they ate of the produce of the land on the day after the Passover, unleavened bread and parched grain on the very same day. Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land. The children of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate the food of the land of Canaan that year. So as we come here, the Lord is about to do a new work in the life of this nation and bringing them into the wonderful purposes and plans that He had for them. But He says He wants to remove the reproach from Egypt that they had. And basically what was taking place here is their past failures and past sins. The Lord says, I want to strip those away from your life. I want to remove the guilt and the shame of your own actions, of your own things that they had did as a nation and that brought them into captivity, that brought them into sin, and God wants to rescue them and the shame that that also brings. And the Lord is wonderful at that and able to remove our reproach and also bring us into that place of blessing. What an awesome thing salvation is, that our failures, our sin is covered through the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you look there at verse 9, I have a simple outline this morning in two parts. I want to look at this section from verse 9. I want you to look at the removal of the reproach. Then verses 10 through 12, the restoration to blessing. And so God not only removes our sin and removes the shame and guilt, but then He also restores us to His favor and blessing as we come into the purposes that He has for our life. So the Lord doesn't stop short of just forgiveness. He brings us on into further and greater things for His kingdom. And so He says in verse 9, Then the Lord said to Joshua, This day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Now the reproach of Egypt was basically the fact that they were slaves and they were treated harshly. And God had not designed the nation of Israel to be slaves and to be subservient. He designed them to be the head and not the tail. And He designed them to be a kingdom of priests. And here they're in a foreign land, subservient to these people that treated them harshly, that says because of their bondage, they cried out to God, and they were treated in a harsh manner. And the Lord says, I'm going to remove that reproach, that ugly stain upon your life as a nation, that humiliation and embarrassment. And basically, the Lord does the same thing in us. Our own sin causes shame and guilt and condemnation. And the Lord is willing and able to remove that from our life and then bring us into His purposes as well. Now, in the time that Joshua, when this book is written, if you were a nation and you were subservient to another nation, basically, that meant that your God was weak and their God was powerful. Their God beat up our God, and that's why we're servants, or their God's more powerful. And so God's name was being disdained here as well. And I think part of what the Lord's doing in restoring Israel is restoring His own name and restoring His own glory. Because the Bible says the whole earth is going to be filled with His glory. That's God's desire. And that's what heaven's going to be all about, where God is going to be in His full splendor and glory, and everything's going to be restored unto Him, where He is going to have that place of honor throughout all eternity. And because the nation of Israel wasn't that in that place of honor and power, they were subservient, there was a shadow cast upon the name of the Lord as well as them as a nation. But God says, today I'm going to remove that from you. It's interesting how just this week, I had kind of an interesting week where things happen to you just don't expect. And they can be kind of humbling and kind of discouraging. And for the last year, my daughter, my oldest daughter is 13, we found out that she needed to have glasses. And we didn't realize how bad her vision was, so she had them tested. And then when she, you know, got these glasses, it was wonderful for her. Well, this last week, it was time for her to go and get her eyes rechecked again to, you know, see if the prescription needed to be changed and adjust things. And so my wife hinted to me, well, why don't you go get your eyes checked? And I was taken back at first, like, what do I need my eyes checked for? I'm perfectly fine, you know, and kind of resented it a little bit, to tell you the truth. But then I flashed back, and I remember about a month ago, the last funeral that I did, as I looked down at the Bible, the words were kind of blurry and kind of blended together. But that's not because of my eyes, you know, it's because it was dark in the room and wasn't lit well enough. But then I remembered that, I thought, well, you know, this is pretty serious. I'll go to pacify my wife and find out that my eyes are good. So I went, and they gave me all these tests, and I wasn't doing real well. I wasn't able to read some of those smaller lines as they got smaller and smaller. So they ran me through these series of tests. Then they moved me to the next room, and I realized what they were doing was now they're fixing me for a prescription. And it just kind of hit me. And part of it is because at the end of the year, I am turning 40, and I didn't think it was going to be some eventful thing. I'm not worried about turning 40. I'm worried about my body parts not functioning as they should because now I'm getting older. And it was just kind of dawning on me as I'm sitting there, my eyes aren't like they used to be. And there are times when I've been teaching from the Bible that I look down, and again, the words blur together, but because I've studied the passage or I've read it enough times, I could get by that I don't have to know what each word is. I kind of fool you, was what's happening, actually. So there at the place, I find out that my eyes aren't what they used to be. And then as I start telling people this week, and there's people that were 40 or older, they said, oh, that's because you're turning 40. And, you know, that made me feel real good as well. But just it just was, my mind was not set for that. So, don't laugh, but these are these are a reality for me for the rest of my life. And she said, you only need them when you read and when you drive. You know, I can see diesels coming out. I'm not that blind. It's like Mr. Magoo, you can't see anything, you know. But I'm always reading, and so this is where I am. So I can actually see the Bible a lot better. From here, it's like focused in, so the Lord's good. I'll just get so much more out of my Bible now as I read it. I could see it. So it was just one of those situations where it just kind of dawned on me that I just wasn't ready for it. And even to wear these, I'm a little self-conscious still a little bit. But here in Joshua chapter 5, the nation of Israel has come to a point where God is now bringing them into a place of blessing. And they haven't been at that point. And part of it is the shame of the past is now going to have to be removed. And I want to encourage your hearts today that God is a master at removing our reproach of the shame and condemnation that we actually have a sense of and responsibility towards because of our own sin. We make a mess of things. We fall short of the glory of God.